Biden returns, Lankford revolts, and Maine heads to the polls. Former President Biden is re-emerging on the public stage with speeches scheduled in South Dakota and Philadelphia, where he has urged Democrats to fight back during dark days. The return has generated friction within the party. Some Democratic leaders are reportedly frustrated with the renewed visibility of Biden's family, preferring a lower-profile approach to opposition politics as the 2028 election cycle takes shape. In Maine, Democratic Senate candidate Plattner appeared at a Portland town hall just 2 days before Tuesday's primary, navigating the perennial challenge facing candidates in that state, appealing to traditional Democratic voters while attracting the independents who have historically decided statewide races. Maine's ranked choice voting system and its track record of electing independent candidates make it an unusual laboratory for measuring how national political currents translate into local results. Plattner's performance is expected to be watched closely as a signal of Democratic strength in the kind of older, whiter, and more rural demographic that often previews challenges in competitive swing states. In Washington, Senator Lankford offered a sharp rebuke of the administration's nomination of Pulte for Director of National Intelligence, calling the candidate not qualified and citing a lack of intelligence experience alongside what Lankford characterized as a partisan political background. The DNI post requires Senate confirmation, and any Republican defection could prove decisive given current vote counts. The Supreme Court is expected to issue major rulings on guns and transgender athletes' participation in sports within the next 2 weeks, decisions that could significantly reshape political messaging and campaign strategy heading into the fall election season, mobilizing distinct voter coalitions on both issues simultaneously.